Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Mayor, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome, and thank you for asking me.
So, Mayor, I want to begin by talking about the total solar eclipse earlier this month. Frankfort put on a number of events and was expecting a pretty large influx in tourism. Talk to me about what you saw on that day.
Yes, you know, we started our events on the Friday before the eclipse. We had movies and concerts and special downtown things going on. And we saw a lot of people out and about and attending these events. So we were excited about that. And then on Monday, we didn't have any events, but we did have traffic through Frankfort, particularly afterwards. We noticed there was a lot of traffic that came through Frankfort, and some of them were, like I think they said, from Illinois and Wisconsin. And so, yeah, we had a little bit of a traffic jam downtown in Frankfort after the eclipse. So I'm guessing everyone was coming back from the south, you know, where they had a better view of the total eclipse.
I want to ask you, so I was covering at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway the day of the eclipse, and I talked to a lot of folks after the fact. And, you know, I think a lot of folks were kind of talking about how the eclipse was for them a kind of emotional experience. And I'm wondering, you know, what, if any, impact did watching the eclipse have for you?
You know, absolutely. I mean, it was amazing to me. I've never seen anything like it. And it was just like, I was awestruck. You know what I mean? I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. We're getting to witness this. And I got to do that with my daughter and my grandkids. And they were so excited. I think they kind of doubted me for a while before it happened. And they're like, oh, Grandma, I don't know if that's really going to happen. But you know, when it did, it was amazing even to see their reaction. And my daughter was crying and the kids were excited. And it was like, this is amazing.
They didn't believe you that the eclipse was going to happen?
No, they're like, oh, Grandma, I don't think you know what you're talking about, you know, and it's like, no, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I think it was just a little hard for them to conceive, you know, to even think that this is going to happen. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. We put our glasses on and we sat out in the driveway at their house and watched it. What an amazing thing to see.
Yeah. Okay, I want to pivot here a little bit and get you to talk about the Ready 2.0 awards that are coming in from the state. In the North Central region, which I believe Frankfort is in, got about $35 million. Talk to me a little bit about how those funds are expected to be used here.
You know, we have different people that are on that committee that works with them to see exactly how that's all going to be spent. So since we did not get, and I can't remember what the full amount that we asked for, but they're going to have to prioritize now and, you know, what projects that we move forward with. So I look forward and hope that Clinton County, Frankfort, you know, is able to get a portion of that at least. So I feel very fortunate that we're chosen to even get any of those funds. So we're excited about it.
Yeah. Looking at the city council this month, there was a request that the city council kind of take up the city's political signage ordinance. Do you mind just briefly talking about that request?
Yes. Actually, in the city of Frankfort, our ordinance reads that it's 30 days before the election before you can put signage out. For the state of Indiana, I believe it's 60 days, and the county, I don't even know if they have an amount of time before that, but I've heard 60. I haven't really looked up their ordinance, but so we had people there wanting us to increase that to 60 days so everybody would have the same rules and would understand exactly when the signs could be put out.
Is that something that you're willing to take up? I mean, what's your perspective on that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, the more that you have the same as other areas like the state or the county or surrounding counties, the better it is. It's easier because people get confused. You know, we get signs up in Frankfort and people are upset. They say, well, it's 30 days in Frankfort. Well, you can go just down the road and it's 60 days. So I think at any time that you can make this more clear and have the same as surrounding areas, it's better.
Yeah. Is it worth asking? I mean, has there been a lot of enforcement around this issue? I mean, are people going around and saying, hey, you need to take those signs down?
Well, there has been some talk about it, and we received some complaints at the city, and we did talk to some people that had signs out and ask them, you know, to put them back on their porch or out of the area, you know, where people can see it until the 30 days before the election. So we did have complaints. It's a little hard to enforce because by the time you get out and you tell them that they need to do that, or if they don't comply, then it would be something they could get a ticket for and have to go to city court. So by that time, the election's probably over, you know, so it is something that's hard to enforce.
I want to pivot just a little bit and ask you, I know that this has been in front of the city council a number of times now, which is you had another group of folks coming forward and continuing to urge the city council to pass a resolution urging the state of Indiana to adopt a driving privilege card law for undocumented residents in the community. Has anything changed on that front? I know, you know, last month we talked about you were going to kind of form a committee to address this issue. Where do things stand right now?
Yes, we have formed a committee, and it's made up of, I believe it's 10 members, and we've contacted them to see if they would be able to attend. And I can tell you, I think it is, I want to say the 29th of this month, that we're looking at a meeting, getting together and gathering some information. We have from all different areas. You know, we have some people that live in the city, some people that are just dedicated to the Hispanic community and want to help them. And we want a better understanding. We've asked Mr. Rodriguez to attend if he's able, and then Esmeralda Cruz, which is also with the Purdue Extension here in Frankfurt. So we have some really good people on there that are interested and they want to see this pass. So I'm anxious to see what comes out of that meeting when we meet.
Yeah, I know that the city council as a whole has kind of been hesitant to pass anything. Do you think anything has shifted on that front?
I don't think at this time. You know, I'm hoping maybe the committee will help them to get a better understanding. Maybe we can bring information back from the committee that would help them have a better understanding of what they're wanting and the importance it is to the Hispanic community.
Yeah. You gave your State of the City address earlier this month. In it, you talked about the city's budget and the capital improvement plan. You know, talk to me about what residents can expect.
Yeah, we're in great shape financially. I'm so excited about it. We have raised our cash reserves, something that the council has really wanted to do over the last few years. Like I had said during the time of the State of the City, that when I came into office, we were borrowing money from our utilities. And now we have, I believe it's 153-day cash reserve. That's pretty amazing to me. So it's something we've worked hard on, you know, to make sure that we don't overspend or that we don't budget more than what we're going to bring in as far as revenues. So I think it's a bright future for Frankfurt. We have some good revenue streams coming in, and we're getting a supplemental now for our income tax. So we're looking forward to that and how we're going to be able to spend that. But also annexation has taken place, and that's going to have an impact on our revenues as far as our and as far as our expenses. So we have a lot to, you know, look at in the next few years.
Yeah. That's our time for today. Mayor Sheets, thanks so much for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBAA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.